I want you to be on my podcast with me. If you have a heroic journey, a story of absolute incredible resilience, bravery, and courage, or you know somebody that has a similar story to you, I want you on my podcast to show the world how you did it. So you can inspire people that used to be you, but are nearly giving up. You on my show can make that difference between them giving up and them succeeding. Never in the field of human conflict has so much been owed to so few. Who we're talking about? Winston Churchill, no other. Who does not know Winston Churchill? Born on the 30th of November 1874, Winston Churchill was an inspirational statesman, writer, orator, and leader who led Britain to victory in the Second World War. He served as Conservative Prime Minister twice, and from 1940 to 45, and he was awarded the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1953 for his many published works. Famously, he said, "If you're going through hell, keep going." And this inspirational figure, although politically debated so many times in his history, you cannot deny his influence on the 20th century and the 21st century in terms of how people are inspired by what he achieved as one person in a war that we were destined to lose. And without Churchill's leadership, I don't think personally we would be here where we are now. An incredible influence on history, an incredible hero in his own right. And even before he was Prime Minister, he was written off, he was ridiculed, he was labelled as an alcoholic, and he was labelled as a failure in the War of Gallipoli. He was demonised, and even during the time leading up to the Second World War, he was a singular voice in saying to people that Hitler is on the rise, and if we don't do something about it, we're going to suffer. The current Prime Minister at the time didn't believe it, but the truth came out, and Hitler's influence started to appear all over the world, and Churchill became validated. He was promoted to the Admiralty, First Lord of the Admiralty, and then he became Prime Minister and led us through the Second World War. He became Prime Minister again later on in his life, and of course he wrote his life works in one of the most widely read publications in the world, Winston Churchill.